You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Today is April 22nd, and we are reading out of the book of 1 Chronicles and 1 Samuel. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on God's word and his presence. A reading from the book of 1 Samuel. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Benaiah. Rapha was his son, Eliezer his son, and Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and these were their names: Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel, the sons of his brother Eshek: Ulam, his firstborn, Jush, the second son, and Eliphlet the third. The sons of Ulam were brave warriors who could handle the bow. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. 1 Chronicles, chapter 8, verses 33 through 40. A reading from the book of 1 Samuel. When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as Israel's leaders. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah, and they served at Beersheba, but his sons did not follow his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have." But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. As they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will claim as his rights." 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Thanks be to God for the power of his word. The book of 1 Chronicles includes the genealogy of Saul, Israel's first king. Saul came to power when the elders of Israel demanded that Samuel, the Lord's man in leadership, appoint a king to lead them like the other nations. Samuel resisted, but the Lord instructed him to carry out their request, noting that asking for a national king was a rejection of God, not of Samuel. From the nation's founding, the people had the opportunity to serve God as their true king. Yet arrogance, impatience, and envy caused Israel to believe the Lord's kingship was insufficient. Saul reigned 42 years, but his eventual rebellion against God led to a bitter end. With the appearance of Jesus, Israel and the world once again have the opportunity to serve God as their king. Humankind is limited and corrupt, but God knows all things and always does what is right. He is the ultimate all-sufficient king. With the appearance of Jesus, Israel and the world once again have the opportunity to serve God as their king. Humankind is limited and corrupt, but God knows all things and always does what is right. He is the ultimate all-sufficient king. Those who believe in Jesus become more than subjects in God's kingdom. They become his sons and daughters. Let us pray. Jesus, so often I am distracted by the world and want to do things its way. In these moments, help me to follow only you, for only you can lead me to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.